The multi-year employee contract represents about a $2.4 million budget impact for this year. The negotiations ended with a four-year agreement that, when finished, represents an 18 to 24% increase to employee salaries. Park City School District Business Administrator Todd Hauber explains the financing mechanism they used. The raise is for all employee groups and will include schedule changes and step increases over the next 4 years.
We'll be funding it with growth in assessed valuations. That's the main funder for this over the four-year period. Then we also reduced our insurance premiums, so internally that generates the savings which we can apply towards the compensation package. And then we'll dip into the reserves a little bit like we did on the three-year contract.
Hauber says it's the same financial structure they put in place with the past three-year contract, which ended this spring. While no truth in taxation hearing was needed to give this year's salary increase, there will be a minimal tax increase for next year.
What we're projecting right now is that a tax increase would be in the neighborhood of $800,000 the next year, which is, I think when I was running some of the numbers, that's less than $3 increase on an annual tax bill.
This year, the budget is reflecting a reduction of $500,000 in health insurance premium costs. Hauber says typically they plan for double-digit increases.
Fortunately for our experience for the last actually three, almost 4 years now, we've been in either single-digit increases based on our insurance claims and actually a little bit of a reduction. So that was the rationale that brought this premium reduction into place, is we've actually seen decreases in three of the last 4 years.
Hauber clarified the state funding of the weighted pupil unit, saying there was a special session increase to restore the WPU value by 1.8%, which generates new revenue for the school district. However, the legislature cut about $50,000 in programs previously funded by the state.
The legislature also eliminated line item programs like money for U-Star, some money for Beverly Taylor Sorensen Arts Program, the flexible allocation line item, and the administrative line item. When you add those reductions up, they amount to more than what the 1.8 increase was going to generate. So we're actually in a net $50,000 loss at the end of the session on that basis. So the programs were cut, but the board had made the decision to support the programs out of local monies.
The budget reflects another $1.8 million in COVID-19 mitigation efforts needed to make schools safer for students and staff. It passed unanimously with no input from the public. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.